You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Big media news today. AT&T and Discovery announced they're forming a new company made up of their entertainment, news, and sports assets. The spinoff will put HBO, CNN, and TBS under the same roof as the Discovery Channel, HGTV, and the Food Network. AT&T gets some ownership in the new content giant and also gets out from under that $85 billion acquisition of Time Warner back in 2016. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more on what's driving this deal.
AT&T has a lot going on. In addition to its media business, the company's in the middle of rolling out a nationwide 5G network and fiber broadband. It's also competing for wireless phone subscribers.
Each of those is an expensive proposition. So for AT&T, they just didn't have the money to fight three wars at once.
Craig Moffett is the founder of the research outfit Moffett Nathanson. Meanwhile, he says Discovery is trying to boost its own programming with a new streaming service called Discovery Plus.
But I think it's pretty clear that's not large enough on its own to be fully competitive with Disney and Netflix going forward.
Disney and Netflix are pouring billions of dollars into new content this year in order to lure new streaming subscribers. Jeffrey Cole directs the Center for the Digital Future at USC. If AT&T and Discovery want to compete, he says,
the only answer is to put billions into content. And I think you need a massive economic engine to do that.
Which the merged company would have, says analyst Jim Nail with Forrester Research. Combining AT&T offerings like HBO and CNN with Discovery content like HGTV and the Food Network, he says.
There's kind of something for everybody. So that may be a good justification for a household to spend whatever they're going to price it at.
He says one big challenge will be marketing the company and convincing users to sign up for yet another streaming service. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.